You've been an MP now for 45 years, is that correct?
It will be 45 years on June the 18th.
And so in that time you must have learnt quite a lot about parliamentary procedure. How do you respond to stories like the story about the SNP trying to move Dennis Skinner out of his long-held seat?
I think their conduct is infantile. I don't know what they're trying to prove. It's all very well for them to want to sit in a block. But to move one of the longest-serving members of Parliament out of a seat that he's occupied for decades, it's stupid. But then, of course, on the date of the convening of Parliament and on the date of the swearing-in, some of them actually sat on the opposition front bench. They're goons. And if they go on like this, instead of using their undoubted mandate from the Scottish people to be serious about issues on behalf of Scotland, which is what they've been elected to do, if they're going to play these infantile games, they will devalue themselves.
What do you think Labour needs to do in Scotland to win back support?
I'm not Scottish, and therefore I don't understand Scotland in the way that I hope I understand England. It's clear that what happened in Scotland was a cataclysm. Some of our best Labour MPs, some for whom I have the highest regard and a number who were my personal friends, just vanished in the onslaught. I can't tell Scottish people and I can't tell Scottish Labour what to do. But just as the United Kingdom Labour Party is going to have to take a long, hard look at itself and is going to have to assess what it needs to do in order to be in accord with the people of this country, of the United Kingdom, the Scottish Labour Party is going to have to be part of that, because although we had a very bad result in England and Wales, it was nowhere near as bad as what our friends in Scotland underwent.